On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work. Now from the Handy Toyota broadcast booth, this is the Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country, it's time to dance!
Markin for three, got it!
Front Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner with half a second to go and the Cats win!
Hey everybody, welcome in. This is Catamount Insider. I'm Brian McLaughlin. So great to have you with us on this Saturday morning. If you're catching us live around Burlington or on the Varsity Network app, or if you're just catching up on your favorite UVM Athletics podcast, Catamount Insider, great to have you as well. A really fun show planned as spring sports are on the horizon. In fact, they're starting this weekend. Lacrosse is here, and so I'm joined by Tristan Whitaker of the UVM men's lacrosse team. Tristan, now a captain in his junior season, gives us a full season preview, breaking down their season opening matchup as well with Syracuse. A really fun kind of lacrosse just reset for us in what should be a really, I think, exciting UVM men's lacrosse season. They bring back a lot of talent from a year ago. So I want to say thanks right off the bat to Tristan for joining us and giving some real detail into what he thinks could make this UVM team special this season. I'm also joined by one of the, I think, emerging Catamount stars, and he's one that made his name well known after a big win for UVM basketball against Maine last Saturday. Of course, I'm talking about Sean Blake, the true freshman point guard who is just an electric player, but had, by many accounts, the best game of his still young Catamount career in the UVM win against Maine on Saturday. So I wanted to sit down with Sean and talk about what that was like to have such a big impact on the game and what he feels like helped him play such an important role in it, and how has freshman years gone overall? Maybe not exactly according to plan for Sean, but as most freshmen will tell you, there has been a lot of learning that he's gotten the chance to go through this season, and so a really nice sit down with Sean Blake. I hope you will enjoy that one right off the top, and then stick around for Tristan Whitaker. I'm going to step aside. We're getting to Sean Blake when we return. You're listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Rabin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at HandyCars.com.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
McKenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Where Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Cat is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Cat, always ready.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. I'm thrilled to be joined by freshman on the UVM men's basketball team, Sean Blake, here with us. Sean, thanks so much for joining the show. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Excited to talk about your recent big win as a team over Maine and your individual performance in that one. But I want to hear about how the freshman year's going for you overall. Just how's it been being at UVM and getting through your first season?
I mean, it's been good so far. You know, a couple road bumps along the way, but the fans have been, you know, loving and supporting, and then I have a great older guys on the team, you know, just there with me through everything. Just if I'm ever down, they're there to pick me up, and when I'm up, you know, they're still there with me. So yeah, it's really been good here.
Felt like just a really emotional game against Maine. It was close the entire time, and felt like the team really needed that one. What was the mood like in the locker room after, and just kind of how big did that win feel on the course of the season?
Well, I mean, it was a big win for us. We haven't performed the way we wanted to so far, so we knew with the number two team coming in here, you know, we had to play hard and handle business. And then after the game, you know, locker room, we were all excited. You know, we went out, we executed the game plan, just played hard and did everything we needed to get that win. So it felt great.
You individually had a big impact on it, felt like the entire second half you were out there. I think finished with 25 minutes, 5 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. What do you think you were doing that just allowed JB to trust you, leave you out there for so long and in such big moments throughout that second half?
Defense. I think that was the biggest thing that kept me out there. Just guarding hard. And even if I made mistakes defensively, I was making the mistakes playing hard. So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing with JB, you know, just playing hard, showing effort all the time, going 120%, you know. So I think that's just what led me to being out there in those crucial moments.
How's your role kind of changed, and how have you kind of tried to find a role on this team over the season? Because you've been kind of that first guard, second guard off the bench a lot, and especially in conference play, you're seeing kind of that time as the sixth man or seventh man. How would you say your role has kind of changed over the course of the year to where it is right now?
Well, I feel like throughout the year, it's kind of like, you know, we're a deep team. You know, we have a lot of guys that could play, so I feel like it's really just depending on whose night it is. You know, sometimes Sam or Jace are having a great night, so I know when I come in, I'm looking for them, you know, feeding them.
Totally.
Other nights, it's like when they're down, I'm there to help pick them up. So I think that's just the biggest thing.
Sure. Bringing energy. You're a guy who anytime I'm around practice, you're vocal, you're energetic, bringing juice to the team. What are you trying to do as kind of a maybe a spark plug off the bench to just because you could really feel that energy and that juice Saturday when you made a couple of big plays and the bench was responding to you? Is that the way you've always just played and the way you've always been, or is that something that you're really trying to, like, that is a part of the role that you found within this group?
Well, honestly, I feel like in high school I was more quiet. You know, I was more just like get the baskets and just try to be that cool guy, you know, not really say anything. Mm-hmm. But I feel like down here, my role is to be an energy giver. So just coming in and making sure that, like, my teammates are up, you know. And when we're down, I'm always there. I'm screaming. I'm with them. I'm picking them up. And then mm-hmm. just coming in and practices with that same mentality, just trying to be an energy giver and not an energy taker.
One of those big moments Saturday, I think it was back-to-back possessions. You had the no-look feed for a Shamir layup, and I see you going right up in front of the bench as you ran back on defense. And then the next possession, you have an and-one finish. Again, a big moment. What's that like? Is the crowd's on their feet? The bench is going crazy? What was that like to have such a fun little stretch of play there in front of the home fans?
Well, I mean, it feels great. You know, it's always nice making good plays, yeah. Especially when it was back-to-back like that.
Right.
Like, yeah, it felt amazing, but felt like, yeah, I mean, it's no other way to put it. It was just great, a great stretch.
100%.
Yeah.
As the season's gone on, how do you feel like you've adjusted to this level of basketball? And was there kind of an adjustment for you at first, whether it's, I don't know, speed of the game, what you're seeing out there? How was that as you adapted from high school and AAU ball into the college game?
Well, I feel like I did have quite an adjustment period. It was difficult to start, especially when you're going against Shamir and Aleary.
I'm going to ask you about that. Yeah,
Shamir's probably the best. He is the best point guard defender I've ever played. So, you know, it was hard coming in, going against him. You know, he used to I had no chance in practice at the start of the year. And then even when I did get past him, you know, you have Aleary at the basket. So it was definitely hard. And then just going against them, battling with those guys in practice every single day, I feel like that helped me grow to get to where I am right now. And I'm still going to grow as they're here, you know, just push me to practice every day.
I wanted to ask you about that, kind of your relationship with Shamir and how that's grown over the year. But there was one day in practice, I think back in October, that I was there for. And it was right around when Shamir was coming back from an injury. And I remember vividly he had a couple of great possessions in a row, might have stolen the ball from you. And I heard Coach Becker say, "It's not going to be so easy for you, Sean, now that Shamir's back." What is that like when it is somebody who he's played well over 100 games at this level and has so much experience and is such a great defender? And how have you been able to improve at playing against Shamir? What has that done for you, that matchup specifically?
Well, I feel like that matchup, you know, his measurables, he's bigger, you know, 6'4", he's like 210, something mm-hmm. like that. So he really helped me. Like, he's a physical defender, so I really adjusted to the physicality of college basketball, playing against mm-hmm. him in practice every day. You know, taking those bumps and controlling the ball. And he's stealing almost everything. So,
right.
You know, just taking care of the ball, you know, he's really been helping me with everything.
Are there parts of his game that you've picked up on and vice versa? What are the things that you've tried to take from him and maybe add it to your own way you play?
Defense, mm-hmm. definitely his defense. The way he's active on and off the ball, you know, his head's always on a swivel. He's always making his assignments, you know, like he's there on the catch. He's fighting for position, you know, he's playing the passing lane. So I've just been watching him defensively and just trying to add in all the little things he does.
What are the things that you then were able to figure out that helped you get around Shamir, or whether it's get to the rim or finish around Aleary? How did you kind of have to figure out your own way to succeed? Because I've seen you have your moments against those guys even still.
Well, I feel like I got stronger, faster with Coach Mark over the year, you know, training. But I feel like I slowly worked on my shot, and I felt like that kind of helped open up everything for me because I'm more of a threat to shoot the ball, where he has to guard me closer.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's easier to blow by when you have someone closer on you.
Have you played this year, compare it to how you were playing a year ago? Is it a lot different from how you've played previously? Have you had to adjust the way you've played this season? It's not easy being a freshman, stepping in and contributing right away. What has that been like? You probably were used to scoring a lot more points mm-hmm. than maybe you are right now. How has that adjustment kind of gone for you?
I mean, I watch my high school film sometimes, and it's really crazy. I think I've seen a lot of growth. I feel like I'm playing basketball the right way.
Mm.
I feel like back then in high school, you know, you could make mistakes and get away with it. You could shoot over two guys. Like, you can't do that here. You know, so just slowly just making the right reads, and then the game just got slower for me over time. So when I'm attacking and I see Aleary at the paint, I know I'm not always going to go, because I'm not going to out-jump Aleary. You know, 6'8", 40-inch vertical, so... just trying to draw two and kick it out, or I see him in the paint and pump fake and see if I have a teammate or if I could just use the rim as protection, finish on the other side.
What were you like as a defender in high school, and how is that maybe different than what Coach Becker is asking you to be as a defender here?
Honestly, in high school, I feel like I took possessions off. I definitely did. I slacked a bit at times. Huh. And then off the ball, I was really, I don't want to say lazy, but I would like relax off the ball.
Mm.
Being down here, Coach Becker, obviously, he stresses defense. I think that's the biggest thing for him. So he really has helped me throughout the year. And then I have Coach Dog, Coach Nate, Coach Nye, you know, just watching film and just showing me, like, how to get better, how to position myself better.
Mm.
And then, obviously, Shamir being a guy that I talk to as well, just showing me, like, you know, you can't be relaxing when you're in the gaps. You can't stand up off the ball. So I feel like everything here has really helped me a lot.
I want to ask you about a couple of moments throughout the season. You played 26 minutes at Auburn. Obviously, that game didn't go the way the team wanted, but what was the experience like? I mean, there were nearly 10,000 fans there, really loud, raucous environment, and it's only your second collegiate game. Tell me about the experience just playing in that one against a team that's now number one in the country.
Well, I know the game didn't go the way we wanted it to, but I feel like that really – open my eyes and open a lot of our eyes to, like, where we need to be, because we want to win at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We're doing all this to win. So it showed us, like, the level we have to get to. And then, obviously, that atmosphere was crazy, you know, bringing the ball down the court. You can't even hear your plays. You can't hear your teammates because they have a whole student section going crazy the whole time. So I feel like that Auburn experience, it was, even though it didn't go the way we wanted, we lost that game, like, it was still great for all of us.
As the non-conference schedule kind of wound forward, there were some real highs, some real lows. The team had some really good wins, and then games like Dartmouth happened where it's a setback.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like for you, your first year within this program, as there were such great wins, but then to counter that with some disappointing games as well? How did you kind of handle that, and how has the team tried to work its way through some of those tough ones?
I feel like at times that was frustrating. You know, when we go, we win a game, like UAB, for example.
Great win.
That was a great win at UAB. And then we lose by 50 at Auburn, you know. So I feel like, personally for me, my thing has just been trying to not get too high, not get too low. I feel like if you get high, especially after a win, your preparation towards your next game isn't going to be the same as it was to the first. So just trying to stay mellow, you know, that 50 range, you know, where it's like, I'm not going to get it too excited right here because I know I still have to work for my next one. But just because I lost that game too, I'm not going to get low and be like, oh, man, like the season's over. You know,
sure.
So just trying to stay mellow.
I guess in that same kind of vein, just what's it been like overall as far as how you've played? And I hate to keep comparing it to what maybe you expected or what high school was like, but has the season gone as expected for you? Or what are the big kind of surprises maybe that you weren't expecting as the years rolled on, whether it is how you've had to play, how the team's played? What's that been like? Is things that I'm sure have come up that maybe you weren't expecting at the start of the season or when you even committed?
Personally, I faced a couple things that just, like, set me back earlier in the season, especially with the turnovers. And then my effort and energy to defense wasn't the way Coach Becker needed it to be, or our team needed it to be for us to be, you know, to win. So I feel like the season hasn't gone the way I wanted it to so far, but I'm just coming in practice every day, just working hard, trying to be an energy giver, and just – you know, just work hard, and I feel like by the end of the season, it will be the way I wanted it to be.
As the season's gone on, I know something you've really been working hard on is those kind of decisions at the rim, right? And decisions because you are so quick. You have that first step that kind of gets you into the paint. Making those decisions, once you kind of get inside the defense, how have you tried to work on that? And as somebody, I'm terrible at that. When I'm playing pickup basketball, I turn the ball over all the time. How have you gotten better at that and really worked to improve on making those decisions and taking care of the ball?
I'm definitely watching film. I feel like I've watched more film here than I probably ever have wow. than like the rest of yeah. like years playing basketball. Yeah. So, you know, Coach Dog, you know, he's there with me a lot. We're always in the office, so we're just down in the gym after practice watching film and just showing me like you could get to the basket with ease, but, you know, you really just have to read the help defense. Mm. So that's really been where it's like I've stopped reading the guy actually guarding me, and I'm more focused on the help defense because I know I could beat my man. So just reading where the help's coming from and making sure I could get that pass on target and on time.
Is that the biggest thing you're still working on, or is there something else in your game that you mentioned your shot? That is, you've proven to be a capable three-point threat throughout the year. The defense we've talked a lot about. But what's, I guess, the biggest focus individually for you right now when talking with coaches or going through practices?
I would still say it's between my defense. Obviously, I think I had a good defensive game
for
against
sure.
Maine. But
need to build on that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I need to build on that. Like, it's a good game, but it means nothing if I go in my next game and play terrible defense. So that's something I want to continue to build on. But I feel like my rim reads still need work. They have gotten better over the course of the year, but there's still room for improvement. There's a lot of room for improvement. So just making sure I could get those better.
How have you guys tried to build off a really big win against Maine? Because, look, sitting at the third place spot in the league currently, but still so much of the league schedule ahead and big games coming up on the horizon at Albany coming up on Saturday. What's kind of been the focus since Maine of the group and in practice as you guys try to build towards, I know, some pretty lofty goals still this year?
Well, it was a great game against Maine. You know, it was a good win. We needed that one, but I feel like everyone on the team knows that we're not where we need to be. We're third place, and that's not who – like, we're not trying to be a third-place team. We're trying to be first place. We're trying to win the league. Mm-hmm. So we're all coming in with practice, effort, energy, and just focusing on this game ahead of us.
And then with kind of the conference schedule specifically, what are the keys that the coaches continue to stress? Is it Coach Becker's always talking defense? Coach Schneid is kind of the guy in charge of a lot of the offensive things. But overall, as a team, what are they really trying to make sure everybody has on their minds as the games are going to continue to come fast and furious?
Well, offensively, you know, I feel like, well, Coach Schneid has echoed it too, like, we're getting the shots we need to take. It's just they're not going in. You know, they're going to fall. We're working on it.
Yeah.
Just the small layups, the bunnies, you know, the stuff. Small ones that could be, like, we're supposed to make them. We know we will make them eventually. But the big thing has been defense. And even though our offense isn't where we want it to be, we can still turn our defense into offense, you know. Yeah. So, and if we could continue to hold teams to 49 points, like, Maine's a team that averages 70. We're not going to hold teams to 49 every game, but if we could play great defense the same way we brought great defense and intensity to that game against Maine, then we'll be good for the rest of the season.
How much fun do you have in transition when you've got the ball in your hands running at full speed?
I mean, there's no better feeling coming down. You know, most of the time it's one-on-one, two-on-one. So just being able to come, sometimes dunk it, sometimes dish it off, lay it up, get an and-one. I mean, it feels great.
Would you say that's the biggest strength of your game? What is the number one asset that Sean Blake brings?
Well, I would say transition, but I feel like, personally, I think just getting to the paint.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something I've excelled at. I've never had problems getting to the paint. It's always been, I feel like that's been one of my strengths, one of my biggest strengths.
Something unique about this year's team that I want to ask you about. You're a true freshman. Noah Barnett's playing a lot as a redshirt freshman. Seth is another young guy. And then you've got all these older guys. It's a group of, I mean, it's Nick and Jace's sixth year of college, Aleary and Shamir's fifth year. I'm probably missing some others. Sam's fourth year. TJ Hurley's in his third season. What has that been like for you to come in right here and you're a group of four guys as true freshmen on campus? What has that been like for you to try to learn from so many guys who have played hundreds of college basketball games?
Well, I feel like especially earlier in the season, summertime, when I was going through a lot of those freshman bumps, just the stuff, the small stuff, bad practices, and just hanging my head over it, having a bunch of older guys in the locker room to be there for you, I feel like that was great. Always just talking, team captain Nick, you know, six-year guy, he's been here. So just talking to him, asking him, like, how do I, like, get around in practice? Like, how do I get around a bad practice? What does Coach Becker look for, you know? Talking to Shamir, Leary, Sam, just all the guys about, like, the small things I could do to get better. So it was just really good. It's like they're teammates, but they're like my big brothers in a sense. You know, they're always there for me. So I feel like that's been one of the best things about having older guys in the locker room.
I just wanted to wrap up with you with this. You're a Canadian guy, and this team has featured a lot of guys from Canada over the years. This year's team has a handful as well. Was that something you were aware of in the recruiting process? And guys like Sam, not from far from where you're from either, and the likes of Steph Smith, Trey Bell Haynes have also had pretty solid careers here as Canadian prospects. I'm just curious, was that something that you were aware of throughout the recruiting process and kind of continuing that kind of history now as another Canadian guy who comes here to UVM?
Yeah, I knew a lot about the Canadian history. It's actually funny because my younger brother played with Trey Bell Haynes' younger brothers.
No way.
So yeah, I used to be at his game seeing Trey Bell around the gym, and everyone used to be like, he goes to Vermont. Like, yo, he's big time. And it's like, you know, it's cool because now I get to be that guy that's at Vermont, you know. So I've known a lot about the Canadian history. Steph Smith, he grew up not far from me either, too. I mean, he was at Bill Crothers, you know. And TJ Hurley, he's honestly not that far either.
Right.
So, yeah, I knew a lot about the Canadian history here.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, Sean, thanks so much for joining Catamount Insider this week. Great to catch up with you, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you for having me.
And again, thank you to Sean Blake for joining Catamount Insider this week. A kid with such a bright future. Somebody who I've really enjoyed watching play basketball all season long, but coming off that best game, I think, pretty clearly of his young career. Played such big minutes down the stretch against Maine. Of course, had a really solid day with those 5 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, but most importantly, that trust from John Becker in his ability to defend. He's such a dynamic offensive piece because of his ability to hit the paint like he talked about. It's just a matter of him continuing to grow, and otherwise I think the Catamounts have found themselves a real spark plug of a sixth man if he can continue to play with that type of energy and intensity off of their bench. So thanks again to Sean for joining us this week, and thanks for sharing some of his stories, some of his struggles, how he's overcome some of that during this freshman year, and again, thanks to him for joining Catamount Insider. Don't go anywhere. When we return, Tristan Whitaker, a junior captain of the UVM men's lacrosse team, joins the show. You're listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Mackenzie Franks off the grill. Big score. Their beer bratwurst, a total touchdown. Hardwood smoked sausage, it's a family favorite. Grilling wood-smoked, handcrafted foods with signature spice blends. Eating foods you feel good about and you trust. Premium meats and cheeses since 1907. Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Cat, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Cat, always ready.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Thrilled to be joined by a junior on the UVM men's lacrosse team. Tristan Whitaker's here with us. Tristan, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
Of course, doing well.
You're our first lacrosse guest of this season. The lacrosse season has arrived in Burlington. You guys taking on Syracuse this Friday. We're doing the interview prior to that. Of course, unfortunately, this interview is going to air after the Syracuse game. So hopefully we're talking after a Catamount victory. But just tell me about how it's feeling. The season's kind of on the horizon here. And how excited are you guys to get out there and compete for the first time this spring?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a long preseason, you know, and the fall is pretty warm out here. So we got a lot of good work in, got to really find our identity. But you know, this preseason's been super cold, you know, a lot of ups and downs with it because the field's super hard, playing a lot of different elements, but honestly that gives us a good edge, so I'm super excited to see what we can do.
Yeah, how much have you guys gotten to get outside? Over, I mean, it's been freezing here in the month of January and now into early February. Just how much have you had to balance bouncing in between outdoors and indoors?
Yeah, you know, we utilize Shelburne Fieldhouse a little bit here and there, and you know, guys get a lot of reps on the indoor facility that we have here, but it's not really big enough for our whole team to get a full practice in there, so we're outside a lot. You know, we're outside when it's 2-3 feels like temperatures, so it's not too bad. You know, guys bundle up, but you know, it definitely adds an edge to our game.
Yeah, tell me about that mentality of what it does to practice in those elements. And I've talked with Coach Fifes about this before, and he really feels like that is an advantage even when the weather starts to turn a bit warmer in April and May. What do you think that this kind of month of preseason, when you guys are dealing with some of the elements, is able to help your team out with?
Sure. We got 3 games in February here. So, you know, a lot of teams are coming from different places like Utah, Manhattan. So they're going to have to play in these elements. And hopefully, you know, we have a better chance against them because we're used to playing on it.
How long into a practice outside do you kind of forget about how cold it is, or is it a constant the entire time just trying to stay warm?
Yeah, I'd say the initial walk out, you're like, all right, it's a bit cold. But, you know, once you get your body moving, and the coaches do a great job with the practice plans, just having us moving consistently and keeping the blood flowing. So,
do you have any tricks that you do to hype yourself up or to get warm right away? What are the things that you're doing to make sure you're ready to go?
Yeah, you know, on game days, I'm big on the Vaseline or Aquaphor over the arms and everything. Closes up the pores. I know a lot of the NFL guys do that, so taking after them a little bit. And, you know, wearing a few underlayers, like a nice Nike thermal underneath or anything like that, usually helps out too. So
nice. I'm going to have to remember that. Try to keep that one as a trick up my sleeve. Yep. Let's talk Syracuse. Preseason number 2 in the country, and they just throttled Jacksonville in their season opener. It's a real test to start your year. How excited are you to get another crack at them after you've matched up with them the last couple of seasons as well? And is that exciting to get a team with such high profile against you to start the season?
Yeah, super exciting. I mean, we're still a young team. Like you saw last year, we had a bunch of freshmen starting, and it's hard to go into the dome, you know, with bright lights, a lot of noise and everything. You know, it's definitely a hard environment to play in. But now that we have guys with 2+ years of experience in there, I like our odds.
Tell me about that level of confidence then entering this season, because like you said, it's still a group. You're a junior and you're one of the leaders of this team. Now this sophomore class coming off their big freshman year, and of course a good mix of veterans as well, as I'm going to ask you about some of the young guys. But the confidence of a group that started to now have a couple of years together under your belts, what's that like as you get to kind of run it back with a very familiar group as an overall roster?
Yeah, you know, it's great chemistry wise. You know, offense is super easy when you got guys that you trust by your sides that, you know, throw you the ball when they know you're going to be open, or, you know, when you make a dodge and beat your man, you know that your guy's going to be there. So it's definitely a plus to have a lot of chemistry down there.
Even all that being said, I don't think it's a secret saying you guys are underdogs against Syracuse, just with the profile that team possesses. How do you try to approach that when you know there's a really talented team across from you and feel like you're balancing kind of that underdog mentality with a level of confidence as well?
Yeah, I think it's finding the right balance of, you know, intensity and energy, and also just sticking to our systems. You know, I think that if we stick to our systems, it's easy to go in there and, you know, get all psyched out by all the lights and everything and how fast everything's moving and the huge crowd. But, you know, sticking to our systems and what our coaches have put in place, I think that we'll have a good shot at it.
This offseason, I want to just start with the last few weeks. When did Syracuse prep kind of really start in earnest compared to, I'm sure you guys, like you said, finding this team's identity? That's the big focus of the offseason into the preseason. But when did you really start focusing on prepping for Syracuse specifically?
Yeah, I'd say about 2 weeks ago, right after we wrapped up our scrimmage with Hobart. You know, we've always had this game circled on the calendar as we do each year. But right after Hobart is when we kind of started our prep and really scouting these guys. Had a nice watch party last Saturday, watched them play Jacksonville, which is awesome. Great team bonding experience. So, you know, I've been looking at it for a while and excited to see what we do.
How helpful is it to have a game for them on film that you guys can already see and check out what they're doing?
Yeah, definitely, because they change up their lineups. Like last year, they had a different attack, different midfield. And, you know, they may use a lot of the same systems, but still a different personnel, new freshmen coming in. And they haven't seen any film on us. So, you know, hopefully we can use a little element of surprise there.
Okay, let's talk about your team's identity. You said a big key in this offseason was figuring that out. Even with so many returners, how do you feel like you were able to kind of work through that? And what would you say this identity of the team is as we talk, getting ready for the first game of the year?
Yeah, I think togetherness, honestly, is a big part of it. You know, being so young, I think that, you know, us coming together and just really conquering that goal of winning an America East Championship, making it to the NCAA tournament, is a shared goal amongst everyone that comes in here. And as Coach Fife said to me when I was getting recruited, you come to Vermont, you want to win championships. You want to win the America East. And that's kind of an expectation. And we've kind of lost track of that the past 2 or 3 years. So we're looking to get back on track with that.
A year ago, you lose by one goal in the title game. Is that the biggest motivating factor that you when you're in those deep workouts with your strength coach Mark Hickok and you're going through these cold winters? Is that the thing that kind of sticks in your mind? Is that America East title game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's not much to say about it other than, you know, it was a hard Saturday to lose on Albany's home field, but, you know, looking to rebound this year. So
don't go anywhere. We return to our interview with Tristan Whitaker after this quick break on Catamount Insider.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
McKenzie Grilling Kielbasa for the family dinner.
This time, I'm skrilling it.
Hardwood smoked kielbasa on the grill. Finished up in the skillet with roasted potatoes.
Skrilled it.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
college sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Cat is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Cat, always ready.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at HandyCars.com.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit TeamImpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, and right back to the interview with Tristan Whitaker. Any reaction to the preseason poll? Albany number one, you guys number two, and then Bryant gets a first place vote in the number three spot. What was kind of the team's reaction to that, if there was one at all?
You know, I think we're happy about it. You know, we want them to think that, you know, they're in the first place in this league and hopefully come up from behind and get it done.
Okay, your individual development, because you've been a guy that you were contributing right away as a freshman and was an all-conference player your first season, and then you increased the goal production as a sophomore. What do you think is the biggest step you can take this year as a junior individually, and what have you really focused on?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely been a different step with leading and being a captain this year, which is awesome and a great experience. And honestly, I'm looking at it not only like from myself but as a team. I'm kind of diving in with Coach Murphy, our offensive coordinator, and talking about, you know, what other players can do, how I can get through to them, how I can kind of be that bridge between the players and the coaches to ultimately have us all playing well.
What are those conversations like then, and how has that relationship developed over the last couple of years with Danny, or the main key to the offensive coaching staff?
Yeah, you know, it's been great. He kind of lets us just play. You know, he'll call out those initiation plays just to kind of get the ball going and offense moving, but he has a lot of trust in us. And, you know, we got great players like Charlie Pope, Luke Ryder, Colin Decker, all looking to, you know, dodge, beat their man, and get one on goal, so...
I wanted to ask you about Charlie specifically. Obviously, you've picked up some preseason honors. Charlie as well has picked up both Nationwide and America East preseason kind of honors and some awards. he's going to see a lot of attention. He's a big guy, a very physical player. But what makes him special, and what do you think he's going to bring that just is able to allow him to be such a force as he's one of the veterans on this team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's our middie line is me, Charlie Pope, and Cullen Decker. And honestly, I love our middie line because Charlie gets a lot of attention. He knows it. You know, he knows going into games that he's going to get probably their best defenseman, and that puts a little bit of weight on Cullen and I, you know, to get him open and to see him produce. And he's one of my closest friends, so we have great conversations about, you know, what's going on in the game and see how we can improve.
You do lose a couple of key pieces to the offense as well, and Brock Haley was a guy who was contributing and putting up points for a long, long time. Is there any talk of we need to replace what Brock or other guys did? Griffin Fenwick was another one who had a great career here. Or is it just trying to figure out what the best way to utilize the current strengths are? How do you kind of go about that conversation, and what is that like to figure out, okay, this is what Brock was able to do for our offense, and how do we kind of make that jump to be able to still put up points even without some really big pieces from a year ago?
Right. I think, like you said, you know, Brock was a great player. Griffin was a great player. Timmy Manning was a great player. You know, all those guys, awesome. But I think that, you know, just with our personnel that comes in, we kind of just change and adapt, do little tweaks to the offense that kind of fit those personnel so that we're not having people kind of change their playing style too much so that they're comfortable and, you know, playing loose.
When the offense is clicking at its best with this personnel, what does that look like? What do you envision the dream Vermont offense, kind of, if I'm just somebody who's watching as a fan, how would you describe it to them?
Fast. You know, I love our guys. I love to see them dodge. You know, a lot of super big threats in the dodging area, which is awesome. Honestly, I don't think that we've had that much before. So super excited to see, hopefully pumping a lot of goals and everything. So
who's maybe a breakout thought guy that you have that could take a big step and maybe pick up or take a big step this season as somebody who could really maybe surprise people and produce some points?
Yeah, I think Cullen Decker, honestly. You know, he's one of the fastest kids in the league, I think, and everybody knows, really. Can beat really any man with a 10-yard start. So super excited to see what he does this year. And, yeah, I also I'm going to give a little shout-out to Charlie O'Brien. I think he's been doing great. New freshman for us, ex-attackman, kind of playing into his role, you know, being a really sneaky guy at X. And so, yeah, hopefully we can see those two light it up.
As a leader of this year's team, what's it been like to bring in a new freshman class? The last couple of years, you were a freshman that contributed. You mentioned last year's group had a lot of young guys starting. How have you tried to make sure they're ready to go as the season? I mean, there's not many games that you guys play. It's pretty much a green light right from the jump. How have you tried to make sure this group of freshmen can be ready to contribute?
Yeah, totally. Lacrosse season is short, you know. I mean, I remember my freshman year, it goes by really fast, and especially when you get thrown into big games like this, it can be really daunting. And I think a big part of it is just talking to them and letting know that we're super confident in everything they do, and they're on the field for a reason, you know. Like, they wouldn't be on the field if they couldn't produce, or if our coaches or our other players didn't believe in them. So I think it's really just having a conversation with them to play loose and play their style across.
This is the time of year where I imagine you guys as kind of that top line offense against the top line defense do get to match up quite a bit. What's that been like as you've gotten to see this defense right up and personal every day in practice? And what can you tell me about that side of the ball?
Yeah, totally. The defense is looking good this year. You know, I know last year some struggles just, you know, with freshmen, you know, figuring it out. It's super hard to come in as a freshman, get thrown into the starting lineup and playing against some of the best players in the country. But this year, I love to see their growth, you know, changing their bodies in the offseason, getting stronger, faster. Jack Combs is looking really good. I was dodging against him on the indoor, and he was stripping my stick a lot. So, you know, it's definitely good to see. And he racked up a lot of preseason honors, as he should, you know.
Sure.
Awesome player. So, and, you know, from a D-Mitty standpoint, I'd love to see Colin Bullock, Carson Egerbrotten, Tatum Lewis, all those guys, you know, step up in a big role because – honestly, we lost a lot last year, so excited to see what they do.
You might have just answered it. I wanted to ask you, when you see somebody standing across from you, who's the toughest one to dodge by or get around? Is it Jack Combs?
Yeah, definitely Jack Combs. And I'd say, honestly, also Eddie Schwaz. You know, he's super long.
He's a big kid.
Yeah, super long. He's always, you know, you might beat him off the first initial move, but he'll put his stick right where you're shooting and sometimes get that shot blocked or contested, so.
when it's Charlie Pope going downhill, who's the guy that has the best chance of standing in front of him and holding his ground?
I mean, depends on how much yardage he gets, for sure. But I'd say, you know, Jack Combs, if he gets a good stick in there.
What makes Jack so tough?
Yeah, honestly, I think it's just his stick. You know, I've never seen someone pick up so many ground balls in the wing. It's pretty impressive. You know, you see a face-off, see him run in, he picks up, oh, Jack Combs got another ground ball. You know, it's awesome. And then also on the defensive side, he just kind of knows where to put your stick and the tendencies of players. For example, like if I'm going for a jump shot, he knows to put his stick behind my head to try and just disrupt that shot a little bit and change the trajectory of it. So, yeah.
I want to just wrap up with some thoughts kind of from the coaching staff. What's been the overall message from Coach Fifes throughout this preseason?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of trust in us. And, you know, this is he talks about it. It's one of his favorite teams he's coached. And it just feels different this year. He's ready to go and super excited to see what all these young guys and guys that have another year of experience under their belt can do and get us back on track of being America East champions.
You mentioned kind of some of his messaging to you when he was recruiting you. How do you think your relationship with him has changed and developed over the years?
Yeah, I've known him for a long time. You know, it's been great to come up with him and everything. And he's been super nurturing with it and super supportive. You know, he lets me know when I'm in the wrong, you know, which is great. And that's what I want a coach to let me know and coach me, you know. So it's awesome.
Well, Tristan, thank you so much for joining Catamount Insider this week. Great insight on what's to come for this lacrosse team this year. I think big things are ahead. Good luck this weekend. Good luck the rest of the season.
Cool. Thank you.
Well, again, thanks to Tristan for joining Catamount Insider this week. My first time getting to sit down and chat with somebody who's been off to such a great start in his career, frankly, a productive player, a second-team all-league player as both a freshman and sophomore. Now as a junior, Whitaker is one of this team's captains, so somebody that the coaching staff clearly trusts and somebody with some real expectations, both for himself and for this UVM men's lacrosse team this year. I loved hearing the optimism that he had and just the belief in himself, belief in the teammates. I think there's some real positivity, obviously, around the UVM men's lacrosse team right now, but they think they have the chance to make some noise this spring. Again, picked in the preseason poll to finish second behind UAlbany, the team that has knocked them out each of the last two conference tournaments. So maybe revenge on the horizon, but in the meantime, still just their non-conference schedule rolling on throughout the next couple of weeks. They are at home next Saturday against Manhattan, also hosting Utah upcoming. So a really fun spring schedule on the horizon for Tristan Whitaker and the UVM men's lacrosse team. Thanks again to Tristan for joining us. I'm going to take a break. When we return to Catamount Insider, we're going to wrap up this week's episode. You're listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Catt, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Catt, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Catt, always ready.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at HandyCars.com.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
Mackenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. We're winding down on episode 18. We're going to have 25 total episodes this season of Catamount Insider. Thanks to our great guests, Sean and Tristan, for joining us. Two guys who are at different points in their careers in Catamount country, but regardless, still impact players on their teams. So thanks to those two again for joining the show. I'm talking to you live on this Saturday morning in what is just a jam-packed Saturday. First off, both ski teams are in action, both on the road at the Dartmouth Carnival. That's Alpine and Nordic Skiing. Both have the second day today on Saturday of their two-day carnival. Men's and women's indoor track is down at the New Balance facility in Boston for their two-day event. And then there's another indoor track event later on today at Middlebury, also the Big Apple Invitational. So three total different indoor track events going on over the course of this weekend for you to just follow along with. Later on today, both basketball teams are in action. The women's basketball team in a massive clash against the UAlbany Great Danes for a battle at the top of the America East standings. 2 p.m. tip-off there. Ryan Zimmerman has the call, starting with his pregame show live at 1:30 right here on WVMT. And the women's ice hockey team also at home in Gutterson Fieldhouse later on this Saturday evening, 6 p.m. puck drop as they host Boston College. Then later on tonight, men's basketball on the road down in the capital of New York at UAlbany, 7 p.m. tip-off. I've got the broadcast starting for you at 6:30. And then tomorrow on Sunday is the season opener for Sarah Dalton Graddick and the women's lacrosse team on the road at Jacksonville, first of two road games down south for UVM women's lacrosse in this first month of February before they come back to UVM and Burlington in just a couple of weeks. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. Thanks to our great guests once again. Thank you to you all for those of you who have stuck with us this long. I appreciate you staying with me on this Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon or whenever you're choosing to check out Catamount Insider. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I'll talk to you next Saturday with more Catamount Insider presented by Milton Catt.
on the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield. This has been the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped. Get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Vermont Sports Network.